Lewis Roberts Thompson, LRT, two-time Sydney Premiership player, has announced his retirement from football today, and he joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Lewis. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Hey, Louis, congratulations. A wonderful career. I just want to ask one question straight off the top. You wear number 30, yet your best mate Ryan O'Keefe is doing 30 nights of Nookie. Did they ask you? Did they go to you first?
Yeah.
No. That would have been, I would have been the last person they would have asked. But no, it's pretty interesting, that's for sure.
Hey, but well done. And we talk about cult heroes, two premierships, 179 games. You were loved by the fans.
Loved.
You were loved.
Well, I think it's the supporters that make footy clubs tick. And look, I've just got a huge amount of thanks for all the Swans fans out there because... Yeah, we've got some great fans. They're extremely passionate and they love their game of footy.
Lewis, how would you describe your style? Someone asked me today and I said, you almost look unco, but you just have been a great footballer. You know, a bit of arms and legs, a little bit ungainly, but just got the job done every day. How would you describe your style?
Yeah, no, you could be spot on. It might be a little bit unorthodox.
Yeah, that's better.
But look... I think, a lot of the game is based on your sort of attitude and your intensity that you put into the contest. And while I may not have been the most skillful player out there, I've just been willing to sacrifice my game for the team. And look, that managed to get me a few games, which I've been pretty pleased about.
No, I think you're playing that down. You did more than sacrifice. 54 goals. You kind of developed into a forward. Towards the latter part of your career, because you were a dour defender in the first few years, weren't you?
Yeah, so I initially started off as a defender, which really worked quite well because, early stages of my career, there was Barry Hall and Mickey O'Loughlin and Goodsy, and they were some fantastic forwards to line up and play against and really develop my game as a defender. I mean, not to mention I had some good defensive role models in Leo Barry and Craig Bolton down there.
Oh, yeah.
But I think... With the evolution of the game, you need to learn to play a few different positions. And in my career, I had a few injuries, and a few of the younger guys stepped up to play bigger roles and take on more responsibility. So it sort of made me change my game. And look, the coach found a spot for me up forward more recently. I think everyone enjoys kicking a goal here and there, so it was fun.
You talk about Leo Barry. He might have won up to you in 2005 in that grand final with that last-minute mark. Half-time, you're probably leading the Norm Smith. Ooh. Take us through your emotions there. Your whole life's work is towards a grand final. At half-time, you're thinking, this game's easy. What did it feel like?
I think I was 21 years old in 2005, so I was pretty young and I hadn't played a great deal of footy. And you still get to the grand final and you think, wow. We're here. It takes a fair bit of effort, but we're here. And I think being a young guy at that stage of my career, like you appreciate sort of the enormity of the experience, but we played in 2006 the following year, so it was sort of back-to-back grand finals, and you think, well, this is going to happen every year. I'm going to be part of a successful team. But then there was, 7 years between 2006, 2012 or 6 years. And during that time, your career develops. There's injuries, there's highs and lows, there's adversity that you battle through. And you just get that little bit more appreciation. And 2012 was great because I'd been at the club longer. I'd developed some really strong friendships with some of the guys and played a lot of footy with a number of the players that we played in 2012 with. And so that's why, 2012 was so special because you really do appreciate it.
Lewis, down here, the Melbourne Storm are greatly admired by a lot of people. And I reckon the same goes for the Sydney Swans. I mean, Melburnians look at the Sydney Swans and we imagine, some kind of a
like
foundation
a
up there.
Like a vault.
Yeah, it's almost, I don't know, it's almost something you'd do a movie about. I mean, just the aura that your football club has up there in Sydney. Do you feel that aura? Do you feel other people... You know, from around the country, admiring that Sydney aura.
Yeah, you do. I mean, there's certainly a lot of external commentary on what our footy club's like, and you hear people talking about the culture. But I suppose having been through the footy club and been a part of it for 13 years, you really do get to see how it works internally. And look, I think the foundations are probably just built on some of the great players being really good role models. But it's probably, if you boil it down, it's as simple as hard work and dedication and almost to a certain extent sacrifice. And if you've got players that the leaders in the group doing those sort of things, the young guys come in and sort of follow suit, and that's what sort of snowballs and really develops the culture. I mean, when I started, we had Stewie Maxfield, we had Mickey O'Loughlin, we had Brett Kirk, these sort of names out there. And look, their track record speaks for itself, but they were the ones that led from the front and really sort of got the young guys on board. And then it was the next wave was sort of Adam Goods, Craig Bolton, Leo Barry.
And just a final one, you talk about that culture. Buddy comes in, you know, plays dodgem cars, he has a seizure, he cozies up to Kate Upton. You must be thinking, oh, what is going on here? People I speak to say that the love of a good woman, you know, that he is up there with Jacinta, he's serene, he's a team man, he's not, Ralphie, you know, doing silly things. People say that he has just fitted into this culture in the last 12 weeks. Is that fair to say, right, Louis?
Yeah, no, he's been fantastic, honestly. You can't get a better team man than Bud. He's the way he plays footy speaks for itself. He's a tremendous athlete, he's very talented, but it's the things that he does off the field. He gets around the young guys. He works hard in terms of opposition analysis, and he's a really loyal character to have around the footy club.
Do you go out socially with him, Louis?
Pardon?
Do you go out socially with him?
Yeah, of course. And that's, I mean, the great thing about the Swans, the majority of the guys are from interstate, so we sort of do have to stick together, and there's no outside influences in that regard.
Louis, thanks so much for your time, mate. We do appreciate it. The SMS machines are absolutely red hot with people wishing you well.
Congratulations.
And saying how great a fellow you were.
It's been a great career. Well done.
It's been great to watch you play.
Well done,
congratulations.
Louis.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
LRT, cult figure.